It's often called a come-to-Jesus moment. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines the term as a moment of sudden realization, comprehension, or recognition that often precipitates a major change. Many people choose to sit and wait for that moment to come to them, which I can never really understand. Why would we sit and wait for, as it's part of the definition, change to come to us with zero input from us? We change to succeed. We need to be proactive in creating it, taking that step, making decisions, like coming to Jesus. We're born as sinners, but we can all be born again in Christ. Jesus has sent you a personal invitation in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, where he says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." There's no fine print or legal mumbo-jumbo involved with coming to Jesus. The path is brightly lit, and nothing is hidden from you. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, Peter lays it all out for us. "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." All that God offers and promises to provide is for all to cry out for and receive through the love from God and faith in God. And when I say all, that's because God welcomes all. Remember when John Lennon spoke publicly about Jesus back in 1966? Yeah, it didn't exactly go over too well, but that was only because what he said was taken out of context. What you probably remember is John Lennon saying that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ, which he strongly and publicly apologized for saying, even though he was trying to make a valid and insightful point. What John was trying to point out was that the church, through a combination of its actions and inactions, had fallen so far out of favor with so many that the Beatles were more popular. He wasn't trying to elevate the Beatles. John Lennon was actually giving a warning to the church, much like what Jesus did in the letters to the seven churches in the book of Revelation. Here's John Lennon explaining what he actually meant.
"If it had said television is more popular than Jesus, I might have got away with it. You know, but as I just happened to be talking to a friend, I used the word Beatles as a remote thing, not as what I think, as Beatles as though those other Beatles like other people see us. And I just said they are having more influence on kids and things than anything else, including Jesus. But I said it in that way, which is the wrong way."
Well, some teenagers have said, have repeated your statements that the Beatles, "I like the Beatles more than Jesus Christ." What do you think about that?
Well, originally I was pointing out that fact in reference to England, that we meant more to kids than Jesus did, or religion at that time. I wasn't knocking it or putting it down. I was just saying it as a fact. And it is true, especially more for England than here. You know, but I'm not saying that we're better or greater or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person or God as a thing or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said and it was wrong or was taken wrong, and now it's all this.
Now, this wasn't the only time that John Lennon reached for Jesus. During his homebound years in the early 1970s, Lennon started watching some of the televangelists of the day. Actually began a correspondence with Oral Roberts as well as Pat Robertson. John Lennon asked if Jesus would accept him since, at least in his mind, he had done many things wrong. Of course, Lennon received a resounding yes as a response. Interesting, too, that around this time, John Lennon also started to give of himself through his talents to help a variety of worthy causes, ranging from an organization started by Geraldo Rivera to help mentally disabled people to even the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Yeah, that's right. John Lennon, along with Yoko Ono, actually performed on the 1972 Jerry Lewis MDA Telethon. We have that video, by the way, on our website in the special section which pays tribute to the Jerry Lewis Telethon. Now, while Yoko wasn't supportive of John's search for a greater faith in God, the timeline shows that Lennon continued reaching and searching. Let's go from the early 1970s to 1980, and this song, which only stayed as a studio track, but nevertheless was written and sung by John Lennon.
When I was lonely and scared, I nearly fell for a TV preacher. Thank you, thank you, thank you for saving my soul.
God will welcome and love all who come to him, no matter what, because he will also cleanse and correct all. In Proverbs 3:12 we're taught, for whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. Jesus opens his arms to you with the promise of counsel, peace, teaching, healing, and of course love. What's needed of you? Jesus explained this in John chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. When's the right moment to come to Jesus? Right now. What first step do you need to take? That answer is found in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, with Jesus declaring, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me.